Welcome to Pandemic Paranoia. This is the podcast where I, myself, Jackson Gray, talk to people of all age groups about the progression of mental health through the stages of the pandemic. On the line with me now, I have Chris Cormier. He is an assistant manager at a Popeyes on the Port Hope En Route. And he's here to tell us about his story throughout the last little bit and everything that's happened to him since March. So, hi Chris, how's it going?
Hello, it's going good. How you doing?
Not too shabby myself. So, like I said, you were the assistant manager at Popeyes at the Port Hope En Route. And before that, you worked at the Burger King there. I just wanted to know, obviously there's a bit of stress when you get a promotion to assistant manager, but you were promoted during the pandemic. And I just wanted you maybe to touch on that, how you felt getting the promotion during an already stressful time. What was that like?
Well, I mean, like you said, it is a very stressful position to go into. You go from just being a regular crew member to now being in charge of all the crew members. But other than that, there's the whole aspect of, especially since you're on the 401, everyone's already like, oh God, I gotta do this. Oh God, I gotta do that until stay at home order happens. And then the people that are out, they're like, oh, this sucks. I'm ignoring this. I'm gonna do this. And they're all super aggressive. So then when you come into this position of authority where now you have to try to like keep everyone in check and calm, it becomes a lot more difficult considering everyone's just constantly been on edge. Plus with the whole way Ontario's handled the situation where we're in a stay-at-home order every other 2 weeks, it's really just gets to the point of everyone is so just prone to aggression that there's just a constant stream of customers that you just don't want to deal with, and that just adds a lot of stress now that I'm in the position that I deal with all those customers.
Mm-hmm. And especially with en routes, it's a very high traffic area, everyone kind of commuting across the 401. Since it's already a high traffic area and people are normally aggressive at en routes for no reason, what's it like seeing this high traffic area, how it's transformed with rules and regulations due to COVID-19, like the obviously having that heavy traffic flow of people coming in, but also in a point at which groupings of large people is a stressful time.
It really comes to like for the large group of people. So like if a family tries to come in, and there's during the times when you could be in like a group of five, family or not, there'd be families of 10 who just kind of like secretly come in and go to different spots, and they're very obvious about it, but they try not to be. And then again, being in a position of authority, I have to bring it up. It's like, you guys can't be that close together. Then they get aggressive because, you know, I'm trying to tell a family to stay separated, but it's like, yeah, it's COVID time. These are the rules in play. There's a bunch of fines going around right now. So it's just it just comes to a scenario where people are like, you can't tell us what to do, but it's like, you're on our property. Yes, we can. You got to abide by our rules or get out. And they just kind of, you know, don't listen to it. Not to put a specific group in, but there is quite a group of people that every time lockdown happens and they're traveling, they come by us and they have different rules up there than they do down here.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely, it's one of those things that's like, it's very hard for your business to operate without this like traffic flow. And of course the big families that are like going for drives because there's really nothing else that they can do at this moment. But yeah, it's definitely not an ideal situation with what's already going on when big groups of people are coming in. And the fact that you are the authoritative figure that has to tell them they have to split up, it's not really the most comfortable position to be in.
Not at all, no.
Like I said before, you used to work at Burger King on the En Route, and then throughout this past little bit, it transitioned into a Popeyes. Now you were the assistant manager at the Burger King, switching over to being the assistant manager at the Popeyes. I know that business transitions can be very tough as is and very just unorganized. What was the impact of the stress of switching businesses added to the stress of already being in a high traffic area during the pandemic, like.
That was just a whole other layer of stress because it, like, you know, it's the Popeyes was just being built and it was coming in. So I was literally the first assistant manager that place had. I was in charge of helping set it up and everything.
Yeah.
And that added stress came in the sense of, since it's COVID time, shipments were delayed or were incorrect, which is, you know, shipments always can always be incorrect time. And stuff, which is always a problem. But during COVID, it is so frequent or so problematic that it came to the point where we didn't even have appropriate levels of product when we opened, which is added stress on its own. So, you know, COVID just tends to just say, people, nah. Shipments, nah. You want anything? Yeah, no. You don't get it. It's like, what you can have, though, is stress.
It's definitely not been the calmest time. But yeah, it's, oh man, I know that feeling at the pharmacy when you get the shipments that aren't fully complete, and it's always the stuff that you absolutely need.
Yep,
that
every
doesn't
time.
Come in. Oh, what a fun time. So asked you a little bit about work, and obviously, as you can imagine, it's stressed you out, obviously. I just wanted to know a little bit of, in terms of dealing with that stress at work, have there been any new hobbies that you've picked up throughout the course of this? I know you and I play video games together, and that might help a little bit with it. But is there anything new that you have come to like throughout the course of this pandemic?
Throughout the course of the pandemic, especially early in, I started focusing a lot more on building and creating, which is something I've always enjoyed. That is quite honestly probably the only positive I've got out of COVID is I do have like a little, I know I've told you about it before, but the little robot I built that I can just go take outside and let it rip around a bit. It's basically like an RC car. But yeah, for other than that, for hobbies, it's just been video gaming, hanging out with people, well, like, online hanging out, obviously, and then, yeah, just building whatever I can build, tinkering with phones, just trying to do whatever I can to keep myself busy.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, it's tough trying to find things you can do in your own house throughout this, because obviously you can't really go out anywhere, because like you said, the province has been going in and out of lockdowns every couple weeks, so it's tough to find something to keep you entertained for that long. But it seems like you're on the right track, and then you've got a couple things that keep you mainly entertained for the through the course of this. So that's always a good thing.
Yeah, it'd be nice if graphics cards weren't $2,000 right now, but yeah.
Going. That's a whole other conversation, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other COVID screw you right there.
I remember seeing a graphics card that I saw at the beginning of this. I was thinking about buying. But I think MSRP, it's normally around $650 to $700. And then it was like $2,200 on Kijiji used. And it's absolutely nuts right now, but yeah, that's a whole other conversation. But.
Yeah, that really is.
Well, thank you, Chris, for joining me on this episode of Pandemic Paranoia, and I hope you have a fun day at work.
Oh, why, thank you. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
And thank you. You have a good one.
Yeah.
Now, what I liked about interviewing Chris was the fact that I got to see a little bit on the inside of the food service industry. Of course, we go normally to fast food, we order our food, we get it, we're out of there in about a couple minutes, and that's all we think about. But it's interesting to see from their perspective, especially the more rude customers, how that impacts them on a personal basis, and how that affects their mental health going forward, because of course sometimes we think of them as Burger King employees or Popeye's employees. It's interesting to see the flip of that, really bringing out the people in our food service industry are people too, and they have their own lives and problems that they're dealing with throughout this as well. And it's just a reminder to those out there that you always gotta be nice to people, because you never know what they're going through as well. I hope you enjoyed listening to this installment of Pandemic Paranoia, and I hope you have a wonderful day.